AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Army says an official at Arlington National Cemetery was abruptly pushed aside during an altercation earlier this week with former President Donald Trump's staff during a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington, but declined to press charges. The Army considers the matter closed. Vice President Kamala Harris is in day two of a campaign bus tour of Georgia. Donald Trump will be in Michigan and Wisconsin. A UN group says there will be breaks in the fighting in Gaza so kids can get polio shots. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
The World Health Organization says there will be limited pauses in fighting in Gaza to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children. That's after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Rick Pieper Horn is the WHO representative in that area.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it as the UN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible constraint, complex environments, will not be possible.
The so-called humanitarian pauses will last for at least 3 days in different areas.
We have to stop this transmission in Gaza.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Footage was released by Yemen's Houthi rebels showing their fighters boarding and placing explosives on a Greek flag tanker, setting off explosions that put the Red Sea at risk of a major oil spill. Police say a man being pursued in the killing of a woman in New Hampshire was shot to death by police and tumbled from the Interstate 95 bridge that connects New Hampshire to Maine. More from the AP's Kathy McCormick.
Police also found an 8-year-old child dead in the man's vehicle.
Police say the child's death was not associated with gunfire from officers. A judge in Florida allowed bond for a fired sheriff's deputy who's charged with manslaughter after shooting an Air Force senior airman at the black man's apartment door. This is AP News. The UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons grade in defiance of international demands.
That's according to a confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency that was seen by the Associated Press. The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. The report further says that Iran has still not provided answers to the nuclear watchdog's years-long investigation about the origin and current location of man-made uranium particles found at two locations that Tehran has failed to declare as potential nuclear sites. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Israeli military says it killed five more West Bank militants, including a local commander. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.